Poet Laureates, an introduction. The office of Poet Laureate is a high honour amongst poets. The ancient Greeks had the idea first, and their heroes and poets wore wreaths of laurel in honour of the god Apollo. Many countries now have a laureate, as do many societies and organisations. But perhaps ranked first among them all is that of our own Poet Laureate. Unfortunately, no single authentic definitive record exists of the office of Poet Laureate of England. In some form it can be traced back to 1189 and Richard Canonicus, who was employed by Richard I with the title Versificator Regis. It is said that Geoffrey Chaucer was called Poet Laureate, being granted in 1389 an annual allowance of wine. After that, there were a succession of volunteer laureates. It is not until 1617 that King James I created the post as it is known today for Ben Jonson, although it appears not to have been a formal appointment. That formality, the title of Poet Laureate as a royal office, was first conferred by letters patent on John Dryden in 1670. And from there we have procession of outstanding poets, among them William Wordsworth, Alfred Lord Tennyson, and Alfred Austin. That might be a slightly dry background, but does bring about the remarkable timeline of 800 years of poets having an official position at court or state. Here in Volume 1, we tried to put together the early centuries of this office. The works are read and narrated by Gisela Rowe and Richard Midgley. John Skelton was born in 1490 and appointed by Henry VIII as Poet Laureate in 1513, or possibly the year after.